Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Welcome back. It's a beautiful Friday. Zero clouds in the portion of the sky I can see out the window, so I guess I can't confirm that the whole sky is cloudless, but it looks great out. As we get you to your weekend, one of the biggest fantasy draft weekends of the year. I'd imagine this week, next weekend, are probably two of the most popular weeks of the year for drafts. I got a couple. I know the guys in here have a couple. I got to get my guillotine league scheduled as well. That's going to be probably like day before the season, I would expect. You get some cramming there. Now on the Western Hotline, as we talk some fantasy, Ian Harditz from Fantasy Life, fellow passenger on the Jordan Mason hype train, joins us on the Western Hotline. Morning, Ian. Thanks for hopping on.
Good morning, man. Appreciate you guys having me. And yeah, Jordan Mason, no matter what, you know, get your sticky note out for all these drafts.
I believe I have him now in every league I've drafted. Jordan Mason of the Vikings, for those that are maybe catching up on where he got to. And we'll obviously get to the Bills, Ian, but I've seen you write about him too, that Mason is all the advanced numbers are great, and he's in an offense now where I don't really think Aaron Jones has to keep that job forever. So I just feel like it's made sense all summer.
Everything we've heard from Kevin O'Connell, the beat reporters, even just, again, practice usage and stuff, is telling us it's going to be far more of a 1A, 1B situation, probably a lot more similar to what Aaron Jones was doing in Green Bay with the Jamal Williams and A.J. Dillons of the world over the last few years. So you said it, man. I mean, Jordan Mason taking over for CMC first half of last year had more rushing yards than anyone not named Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley during the first 8 weeks. So Vikings did a good job at sprucing up the offensive line. I just think Mason right now is pretty much like a cheaper version of Derrick David Montgomery. I mean, for anyone drafting on ESPN, guys, pick 140, RB 39. So he's being priced as this pure handcuff next to guys like Tyler Algier and Trey Benson. Yet I actually think we can get some flex value out of it. So Jordan Mason, again, love, love, love that ADP. And a range of the draft where people are usually just taking backups anyway.
Ian Harditz with us on the Western Hotline. So we'll get to some a couple other around the league things after we talk some Bills here. If you want to check out Ian's stuff, Fantasy Life Show, fantasylife.com. He wrote about his My Guys the other day. And that's where I wanted to start. Mason was one of them. Keon Coleman was another, Ian, and we spent a lot of today talking about Coleman and like what the ceiling could be for him this season. You like him, you're drafting him. How are you arriving at a place where you're picking him in a lot of your leagues?
Again, a lot of this does come down to where they're going. I always say don't hate the player, hate the ADP. And right now, Keon's ADP is absolutely great. I mean, he's going outside the top 50 wide receivers. And, yeah, I understand he wasn't the, you know, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr. sort of game-breaking rookie. But at the same time, you guys all saw the same games I did. I mean, it really did seem like he was starting to break out week 7 and 8. Unfortunately, had that midseason hand and wrist injury that took him out. And then once he came back, Mac Hollins, Amari Cooper, shortening up his reps a little bit. So, end of the day, I mean, I would not be surprised, and I'm sure you guys wouldn't either, if Khalil Shakir is still the number one overall target. But if we had to take a bet on who's going to lead the team in deep ball opportunities, probably Keon. He did so last year. And then even the red zone, end zone targets. I mean, maybe Kincaid gets there, but for my money's worth, I would be going with Keon. So we can draft Josh Allen's primary deep ball and red zone specialist outside the top 50. I mean, this is sub Gabe Davis prices from even a few years ago. So again, I just think even if Keon is going to be taking a big step forward, which is possible, he's still only 22 years old. Last time I checked, it's legal for these guys to get better at football. The more experience they get, I just think, again, at that price point, really does have a lot more upside than being given credit for.
Yeah, what I wonder about him is how the Bills will, if they will change at all, how they utilize him. No Mac Collins, so maybe there's more of the dirty work, the blocking on the table for him. But I think what we saw last year, Ian, was like the jump balls are pretty, but they're kind of inefficient. Is what you saw last year, he was a punt returner in college, and I felt like multiple times when he had the ball in his hands short, you saw him creating after. So that's one area, and then also like red zone. I mean, because really, if he pops in fantasy this year, I'd imagine, you know, that probably was started with him getting, you know, 9-10 touchdowns.
Yeah, 100%. I do think he is a good candidate looking at the sort of players, the Rashad Batemans of the world. He was kind of this, again, wide receiver 5 last year, wound up getting the double-digit touchdown season going. He's in the right offense to do so, right? So, again, Keon should be able to hopefully be Josh's primary fade guy in the tight areas of the field. But love that you brought up the ability after the catch, because that is the other selling point here. We have a guy who obviously can win those 50-50 situations, but was so impressed with what he was doing after the catch. I mean, took that curl to the house against the Texans, had that sweet slant against the Titans where he broke a few tackles. Ultimately, per next-gen stats, Keon was the number one wide receiver in yards after the catch, above expected per reception last year. So the only other guys to do that since 2018 have been Deebo Samuel, DJ Moore, A.J. Brown, and Jalen Waddle. So really good company there for Keon. And again, I would love to see the guy separate a bit more too. But when he drafted, everyone seemed to be in agreement that he was a bit more of a project wide receiver than normal. So we got the athletic ability. We know he can go up there and get it. He seems to have that dog in him as well. Let's get, you know, a little bit more polished routes. Hopefully year two in the system, and we'll see what happens.
And everyone said, most reports so far, that camp has gone really well for him. So we'll see if that translates to the regular season. Ian Harditz with us, the Fantasy Life Show, fantasylife.com. So elsewhere on the Bills fantasy questions, I would wonder about James Cook and what would you see his upside of being, where he's being drafted. My wonder, Ian, is can it match what it was last year without the touchdowns being the same? He was, depending on where you look, like RB8 last season with 16 touchdowns. And that kind of leads me to think, well, that's the best case scenario. And do I want to be drafting a guy that early where it feels like if everything goes right, that it's going to be RB8 ranking overall? Or maybe you think there's more workload coming in other areas?
it was just wild to see how it worked out for him last year, because I was drafting a good amount of James Cook last season. But if you would have told me he was going to finish with 42 fewer touches that he had in 2023, I just would have assumed that I kind of whiffed on that pick. When you mentioned that, man, scoring all those touchdowns, things worked out just fine. So, again, RB11 on a per-game basis last year. The year before, he was RB19. So the fact you can buy him as kind of close to that RB15 range, I think it's a pretty nice sweet spot for the guy. And, hey, if the touchdowns do end up decreasing, hopefully the receiving workload gets going again, because, I mean, that really has been the one part of his game that I feel like hasn't been totally tapped into. Now I've seen it, guys. There have legit been 4 or 5 drop touchdowns usually on those wheels over the past 2 seasons. But I always say, you know, kind of like talking about Will Fuller back in the day, as bad as it, you know, sucks to see these guys drop a touchdown, you got to be pretty freaking good to get open enough to drop a touchdown in the first place. So I still do think James Cook is a plus receiver. I know they have Ty Johnson to help do a lot of that third down work as well. But, man, they just paid him. So if there was ever be a time to maybe spruce up, give him an extra few touches per game, take him for more of a 200, 210 carry guy, getting more closer to 300 or so, that would be a situation where we could maybe see him boom. But it is always going to be tough with Josh Allen at the goal line, you know, taking those kind of tush-push touchdowns similar to Jalen Hurts. But for me, the way for him to kind of overcome some of that touchdown regression, if you will, would be just getting more work in the receiving game, which we know he's capable of, just maybe need a little bit more consistency.
The last bill I would want to get with you on is Dalton Kincaid. And I guess maybe that comes down to how you're drafting tight ends this year. I'm finding myself doing it early, either Kittle early on, or if I have a chance to get McBride, and not waiting on the position. If you do wait on the position, or maybe doesn't fall your way, do you like Kincaid as one of those back end tight end one options, or are there a lot of other guys you like more?
No, I think he's exactly that sort of late round dart that you can feel okay about. The price is cheap enough this year and not worry as much. Last year, Kincaid was going tight end 6 in a lot of these drafts, you know, so certainly had to spend a pretty penny to get him there. But basically, I'm kind of taking the Ricky Bobby first or last approach at quarterback and tight end this year. If you want to think about Barbeau as well, that's fine. If you want to go early and get one of the studs, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, George Kittle, as you mentioned, or one of these dual threat alien quarterbacks like your Josh Allen's. It's that middle range that I'm not going to be going out of my way for. As much as Sam Laporta and TJ Hawkinson, okay, they deserve to be tight end 4, tight end 5. I just think that when they're going 50, 60 plus picks ahead of some of these other guys going, you know, after the pick 100, I'm more willing to wait because there are still such good running backs and wide receivers on the board throughout those middle rounds. So for me, that kind of first range of tight ends I really want to attack is actually going to be Packers, you know, Tucker Kraft. And we also have the first round rookies in Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland. But right after them, you have the Jake Ferguson's and Dalton Kincaid of the world. And, you know, it is one of these situations where anyone that's been playing fantasy, you've been hurt by Kyle Pitts a few times over these past few years. So I'm hoping Dalton Kincaid isn't quite on that same sort of trajectory. But it is a position where we regularly see it take a little bit longer to produce these high end numbers, both in real life and fantasy. So we've gotten spoiled by Sam Laporta and Brock Bowers over these last 2 years. But, you know, if it just takes Kincaid till year 3 for him to actually put together a big season, wouldn't be the biggest anomaly that position has ever seen.
Has Kyle Pitts become more memeable than any fantasy player ever? Or is that just my algorithm making jokes about people that draft Kyle Pitts? Maybe that's all it is.
So much of it too, man. He is going cheaper than ever at this point. We'll see if Darnell Mooney's going to be able to get out there. This Michael Penix guy, I think the verdict is very much out, and if he's going to be a great real-life quarterback. But that dude, you know, he's got a little bit of that rookie second-year Josh Allen in him where no window looks too small for him to attempt to squeeze a pass in there. So I could see the Falcons being, you know, maybe a middle-class man's version of, like, the Bengals in the NFC, because Lord knows that defense hasn't stopped many over the years. And, hey, Penix is a gunslinger at heart.
Yeah. Throw some totals on that. I've been looking at that more this year than ever. How good is the defense for volume on the other side? I mean, the Bengals are, like, the most extreme example of that, and maybe some teams it's tougher to even project it. I don't know how much you incorporate that, though, like, for every player is, hey, is this going to be the type of team where they're going to be running a lot of plays and playing catch-up because the defense is that poor?
Oh, no, it definitely matters. I mean, more so with the projections, but I was talking to our guy, Jerry McFarlane, who does our projections at Fantasy Life the other day, and he was talking about how George Pickens actually coming over to the Cowboys on the one hand, okay, now you have CeeDee Lamb there. Pickens isn't going to be the number one. But because of how slow the Steelers move and their run-first philosophy, I mean, we literally have the Cowboys projected to have two extra games worth of pass attempts than the Steelers this year. So it seems like more than enough ground for Pickens to make up. But, hey, that's another team where, again, I do think if we're using kind of the Bengals as this really good offense with a horrible defense, the Cowboys are matching that too, even to the point where they're taking it too seriously, and now they've pissed off their star edge rusher, Micah Parsons, just like Henderson over there in Cincy. So picking CD Dak, man, I'm not saying the Cowboys are going to be good in real life this year, but really should be appointment red zone viewing, and I think you could be pretty happy if you have these pass catchers on your fantasy squad.
I mean, I got a long shot Dak MVP bet for these reasons, just because of the if they make it and the totals are through the roof, then you never know. Part of that was what the odds were, too. Ian Harditz with us from FantasyLife.com. A couple other round-the-league things I wanted to rip through with you real quick. Joe Flacco starting in Cleveland, like, that was kind of expected, but this is good, right, for all the Cleveland fantasy players involved?
Oh, it's great. I mean, especially relative to the other options, which are a pair of very unproven rookies and Kenny freaking Pickett out here. So with Flacco, man, over these past 2 years, the turnovers have been there. I mean, he rolled off his couch, got the next chance, probably final chance to be in the NFL. And I mean, he is not – he's going down shooting, man. This dude is throwing the ball to his heart's desire, basically like another version of Jameis out there the way he's been playing. But if you do control for the games where Flacco has been, you know, just coming in late or coming in for an injured Anthony Richardson, he actually has more passing yards per game than Joe freaking Burrow over these past two seasons. So David Njoku, Jerry Jeudy, even Cedric Tillman, I do think the Browns are going to have some opportunities to put up some pass game numbers as long as they do give Flacco the chance to start. That said, just long-term, unless Flacco is just absolutely killing it, which to the guy's credit, he was down the stretch in 2023, I do think they're going to be turning back to Pickett or finding out what they have.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And these rookies sooner rather than later. So fun September, and hey, Browns got the Bengals in week one, man. That should be a pretty fun shootout right there.
The Rams, Stafford's back practicing with his back injury. Are you hesitant at all to go in on any of those highly priced Rams players because of Stafford and the possibility that, you know, if it flares up or he's missing games, that the whole thing maybe doesn't look the same?
I think Puka and the way they use him near the line of scrimmage is as QB-proof as you could ask for. Kyron and Davante Adams, if you want to use it as more of a tiebreaker, I mean, they are going round three, round four. There's plenty of other awesome players. So I would not besmirch, you know, anyone for choosing to do that. I will say, look, Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, be the biggest Jimmy G apologist in the world, but if you had to go team by team and rank these backup quarterbacks, Jimmy G is going to come out near the top. It is funny to me how we're acting like, you know, no Stafford going to Garoppolo. It's going to be like the Rams going from this top five offense and looking like the Saints when Jimmy G literally leads the NFL history in yards per attempt. So he's a system quarterback. I get it. But, man, that Rams system with Sean McVay, with Puka, with Devontae Adams, I wouldn't exactly put them in the Eagles or the Vikings tier of teams where, again, just the most QB-friendly offensive environments out there. But Rams are probably in that top five, top six. So, again, Puka number one for sure. But if you do see Devontae or Kyren slotting, man, I would not let them get into anything close to round five.
And then the Commanders. So it looks like they're going to trade Brian Robinson. Bill Krosky Merritt, or in your apps, Jacory, if you're looking for him. How far would you go to pick him? They did announce Chris Rodriguez as the starter the other day. He's a veteran there. They have Eckler. But how far would you go to draft the seventh round rookie?
You know, I still like Jamar Chase 101, but after that, no. Look, I do think that it's a great opportunity for the guy, and it is one of these test runs where, you know, we see these guys pop up every few years, James Robinson, you know, back in 2020 or whatever it was. So just because you haven't heard of the guy until now doesn't necessarily make him a fade by any stretch of the imagination. I would just caution with expecting too high of highs. We still are going to have Austin Eckler there taking most of that fantasy-friendly pass-down work. And not quite as extreme as Josh Allen, but still a dual-threat quarterback in Jaden Daniels, where he's going to be scrambling more instead of checking the ball down. He is also one of these quarterbacks who can make things happen on his own inside the five-yard line. So Bill Krosky Merritt, someone who, again, went from a complete unknown. Now he's up there kind of that RB3 range next to dudes like Tyrone Tracy, Quinshon Judkins, with everything he's got going on. So, again, wouldn't be going out of my way for the guy necessarily. Chris Rodriguez, I think, as you mentioned, is going to still have a little bit of a role. But, man, training camp hype, you know, continues to be out of control. And I'd be remiss if I didn't get at least a few shares in the middle rounds.
Last thing for you. So fantasylife.com, I've seen that you guys do you do cover guillotine a little bit and different strategies on that. It's becoming a little more mainstream. Like, I know the apps are starting to implement it and the different sites are starting to do it automatically, which is a guillotine commissioner. Is great news, so I don't have to do everything manually. Do you have any advice or simple tips or tricks for somebody that might be doing it for the first time?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, the kind of rule of thumb is don't worry as much about rookies and don't be afraid to take some of the more boring veterans out there, right? Your Cooper Kupps of the world, even Adam Thielen at this point in time. Once again, these middle rounds, particularly if you are in a guillotine league where you have 18 different squads out there, it gets ugly in a hurry. So as much as you love these rookies and maybe these handcuffed guys, God forbid an injured player could be back before too long, again, it really is a situation where you're just playing to survive that next week. So you definitely don't want to get too cute early on in those drafts. But I couldn't agree with you more, man. I love these guillotine leagues because just as someone who's in way too many fantasy leagues to begin with, you know, I'm setting 20 different waiver wires and going through the Will Shipleys and these RB3s and RB4s of the world. You get to a guillotine league and it's like, oh my gosh, CeeDee Lamb's a free agent. Jalen Hurts is a free agent. Like, it's just such a blessing. And, you know, sometimes we draft bad fantasy teams. That happens. Well, at least in guillotine, man, you lose and your season's done. You know, you don't have to continue dragging along that corpse for the next 16 weeks of the year. So, love guillotine, man. I'm happy that you've seen the good news yourself.
Definitely. Monday nights especially, like, I feel like the league itself is always more plugged in on the other matchups. Like, if I'm safe or, you know, half the league is safe, I feel like they are still into it to see, like, okay, Josh and Owen are within 1 point of each other. I got to see who's out. I feel like that, especially in the regular season, much more true in a guillotine league than any other league.
Yeah, man, because think about it, a normal week, half the league is going to go home happy because you got the win. Half is going to be really upset because you didn't get the win. Guillotine, if you have 18 guys, 17 are going to be happy after week one because they went to one job. So, again, really is a fun format. And you also don't even need 18. You can do two separate seasons of eight. I mean, again, so many possibilities and just all the cool stuff. So we do have guillotine leagues and plenty of content over at fantasylife.com. So if anyone is trying to dip their toes in that water, man, could not recommend doing so enough.
Fantasylife.com, the Fantasy Life Show. You can check that out wherever you get your podcasts if you're looking to cram before your fantasy draft. Thanks, Ian, as always, and maybe we'll talk once the season gets rolling.
Thank you, man. Go Bills.
Ian Harditz on the Wester Hotline. Great memes, always, also. On Twitter. This is how much of a fantasy sicko I am, as I mentioned. My algorithm right now, everyone's got their algorithms at this point in life, right? Mine is just Kyle Pitts memes. Jokes about the guy that drafts Kyle Pitts. Any app I open now, that's what it is. I'll open I'll open the app right now, and I bet you it's one of the first three I get.
That happens to me, too, and I'm not even a massive fantasy football. I like it. I enjoy it. I play a fair bit of it, but I'm not exactly plugged in at the same rate that you are, but I get them constantly, too. Like, Kyle Pitts just, he's coming back. He's going to come steal your soul yet again. It's time. Don't be fooled.
I guess it wasn't one of the first three, by the way. I've gone through like 10 and it hasn't come up. Where's everybody with the Kyle Pitts memes today?
I'm surprised your phone isn't listening. Didn't get you.
Right now I'm going to get it, right?
Right.
What was something extreme like that happened to me recently?
This morning I was telling Josh about a story about, I was talking about a comedian I like,
yeah,
Mark Maron, and I was telling him about a specific story he has been telling publicly. I ran to the bathroom, I came back, I opened my phone, and the first thing that opened up was Maron telling the story that I was talking about. The first thing. And it was not because I had just seen it. I didn't talk about it because I'd just seen it. I was watching it like yesterday, the day before, and it just popped back up on a new platform in a new format. And it was just, oh, yeah, here's this thing you were just talking about 30 seconds ago.
My wife has bought an app. Not bought an app. She downloaded an app. I think it's free. That stops you when you open one of the, like, TikTok or Instagram.
Makes you, like
it's like a countdown.
Open it?
Yeah, it's like 10. It's like a 10-second countdown. Like, are you sure you want to open Instagram right now?
Smart.
And then it like tracks how many times that you say
it.
No, or do it, but both. But like how many times like it stopped you from actually opening the app and spending? I mean, it's easy to spend an countless
absurd amount of time just sitting.
Yeah,
yeah, it's bad.
I try to avoid it for that reason because I can just sit there and I'm not watching. Not that I'm trying to watch TV all the time, but I'm not watching shows like I used to because I'm just spending 30 minutes on.
Right.
You know, YouTube shorts.
You end up, yeah, exactly. And now I produce all this stuff now, so I'm kind of in it.
Right. Watch ours.
Watch our stuff, please. And, you know, you realize how much of that stuff is out there. It's just pumped out all day, every day. It's wild. And people just consume it all day, every day.
I did get through Stick on Apple TV.
How Marin's in that.
Yeah.
The guy I was talking about, he plays the caddy.
He's very good.
He's awesome.
Owen Wilson, it's a golf show. I wouldn't call it. I almost called it a sitcom. It's not quite a sitcom. On Apple TV, which every show I've ever watched on Apple TV, I love.
What is up with them?
Every show is so good. The acting, they have great actors in every show. You could tell how much money they're putting into the production and the writing. This was the first show I would say it was okay.
That's what
every other show I've watched is unbelievable. This one was like, that's fine.
I've heard that too. Maron actually mentioned it. He was like, it was fine.
Do you know the part though that I wonder if others would like it more than me, who's a golfer, who I can't take it seriously when every other episode, the big dramatic moment of the episode, oh, he's got 100 yards to the hole and he's tied for the lead and it goes in.
Oh, he's holing out.
He's holing out from 100 yards every other episode. Like, man. Come on, give me to the real world a little bit.
That sucks.
Like, come on.
Put it
to 2 feet.
That's tough.
It's still a great shot.
I watched the first episode maybe a week ago. I just haven't had time to go back and finish it. And I was like, this looks okay. I love Maron, so I was like, I'll watch it for that. And that makes me not even ever want to go near it again.
It is good. It's good. It is worth your time, but those are the couple moments that might drive you crazy.
Yeah, that'll like, get to me.
This, that's the kind surely of thing that, this one's not going to go in, right?
Right.
And then it goes like, all right. What are we doing now? We're skipping the ball off ponds into the hole on purpose. Just okay.
Oh, man. All right.
But there's only a couple moments like that.
Any one of those, I'm maybe going to throw my TV out the window.
This is really just a life, isn't it? We complain about the weather. We go back and forth to complaining about the weather and complaining about the things we watch.
Yeah, right.
Back and forth, back and forth.
What's happening? How do we feel?
Yeah.
It all sucks.
When we come back, more fantasy chatter, just a little bit more. Mike Shope coming up. He's on his way to Louisville for a fantasy tournament / draft, more so. As your drafts are coming up, Mike's going to join the show after this. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White's off today. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.